from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mid-level exception. Yoki is the name. Super chatting. Moody or Waters replace Clay. Melton coming off the bench. Well, we'll have to see.
Can I know we got calls.
No, dude.
It's kind of hard. You mentioned a 13-year career. So many memories, Stoney, but is there one that just sticks out to you? Because before you answer, mine is Game 6 Clay. To me, that was the most incredible clutch display of shooting from a guy with the chips, everything was against him. I don't think I can think of Klay Thompson and not think about Game 6 Klay in OKC.
That's certainly up there. I think the 60 points in 29 minutes off seven dribbles was unbelievable.
37 in a quarter against Zach.
Yeah, those three
but things. But those weren't the Stoney. This was you going home.
Yeah.
What about him shooting free throws with a torn ACL?
And I just watched that. Yeah. How could I not say it, Evan? He came back out and shot. And it went down on defense for half a second, Stoney, to the Cousins foul. I'm mad and I'm shocked, Stoney. I just thought $30 million, it would be a money grab to the point to where it'd be like, you know what, we understand that, go get it. But Stoney, 16 to 17 per. Ah, but he's in a good spot.
We'll see. Luke in San Lorenzo. Hey, Luke, how you doing, man? How you feeling?
Hey, Stoney and Guru. I'm feeling a little reminiscent. I think it, you know, unfortunately, while I think the deal makes sense, you know, I was in the building when Clay tore his ACL against the Raptors. And, you know, he, like you said, he comes back out, he shoots the free throws. And when you're in the building, you feel like he's going to retire a Warrior. And it just kind of hurts to see him leave. But on the flip side, like, it makes sense. Like, he wasn't a cancer in the locker room like you guys were, you know, just saying a few minutes ago that he wasn't. He definitely wasn't good for the team.
Oh, I got you.
I think it helps that he's in a better situation. And that Melton signing, that's to replace CP3 off the bench. I still think there are moves coming up. I still think we can't judge the offseason until all the sign and trades are done, all the moves are done. You know, if the Warriors trade for Markkanen and Markkanen starting or someone else and Melton's off the bench playing defense instead of Chris Paul, I still think there's moves to be done. So while it does hurt to see Clay go, I think it makes sense.
Thanks, Luke. I appreciate the call. I agree that they're not done.
Package Wiggins and something for Markkanen. Uh-huh. We got a dream here now, man.
I don't know why Danny Ainge would give up anything significant for Andrew Wiggins. Not to mention, what is going on with Andrew Wiggins? Depending on what you read, he's either not playing on the Canadian national team because the Warriors said he can't, or it's mutually decided upon, but it feels like something's going on with Wiggins also. How about we go to Mystic? Mystic is in San Francisco. What's up, Mystic? How you doing?
I am sick as a dog. Sick as a dog. Because not only did my guy leave Splash Brothers, I've been a Warrior fan since, you know, Sleepy Floyd, okay? So this is clearly the greatest time of my life in sports, period. So watch the Splash Brother leave like this, to go to the Mavericks to play with Luka and them, it makes me sick. And you know what? I feel bad for Clay in a way, because there's no way you're going to win. You're not going to win with those two bozos. They don't play championship basketball.
They don't? They got to the finals. They got to the finals.
But they can't win, because you need to move the ball, pass the ball, and play defense.
You might be
and those
right.
two losers can't do it.
Come on, man. Mystic, they're not losers.
Yeah. They're actually better than our team right now, Mystic. Those are the facts.
I mean, they may never. First of all, Kyrie's got a title already. Secondly, Luka's 25. I mean,
but they've improved. They got a 38% three-point shooter, 39%. If I round up, Snotty, the Maverick, that will help them, and they could have used him. I'm happy for Clay. I just hate how it went down, and. He felt some type of way to get up out of here to take that deal. You could miss me with taxes when you look at, and I'm not saying that, you know, he ain't counting his ducats that he's saving from the taxes. But, Stoney, let's put the right on the table, brought to you by ATCO. Just everything you said just hit me minutes ago about Dre getting awarded and them coming in with half the years. He wanted to get up out of here because he felt disrespected.
Well, I think that's part of it, too. I don't think there's any doubt about it. The other thing is now looking at it now, I don't think there was any way Clay was going to leave on good terms. What would Clay leaving? I don't even think there's a scenario.
Orlando or our team, it's not the Warriors' fault, offering $30 million per. When we thought, cool, I remember halfway through the season or at the end, you were like, he might get 30.
That would make
me feel better to where, you know what, the Warriors' culture, enough, everything is still copacetic. I'm just starting to, how can Dre and, what's the conversation, Steph, around losing your guy for much of nothing?
I don't know.
To bring in Melton, I know that's not who they got in this trade. That's still to be determined, but the Warriors don't feel like they've gotten better early on in free agency after not making the playoffs by losing Chris Paul and CP3 and adding Melton right now. And it's early still.
Let's go to Eddie. Eddie is in Oakley. Hey, Eddie, how you doing, man? What's going on?
What's up, Drew? What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, man, This is a sad day, man. I appreciate Clay for everything he's done. I mean, it was a great run. It's sad to see him go. But at the end of the day, man, I'm looking at the. I remember in last playoff, he single-handedly shot us out of the playoff. The year before, he shot us out of the playoff along with Jordan Poole. I mean, I think it was time to go. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It was a good run. I love the guy, but. What could you do?
Yeah, appreciate it, Eddie. Thanks a lot. Not the greatest connection, but we still gave you a shot.
Yeah, I just, again, Stoney, this is what I'm going to go to sleep on. Just be careful what we wish for. A lot of people are focused in that 0-for-10 against Sac in the play-in game and the Lakers series where everybody was awful, you know, shooting from the outside. But the 82 games, the stretch that is the regular season, your boy shot 39% and averaged 18 points, you know. So we'll see how that – I think that's going to be missed. And a guy on a good day, when he gets hot, can get hot with the best of them.
I think another thing that may be a gut punch for Warrior fans is that is Clay saying Dallas is more of a contender than the Warriors? And is that a surprise?
Dallas went to the NBA
Finals and the Warriors finished in 10th.
Is that kind of self-explanatory? I don't even need Clay's input answer to that.
I mean, the idea that Clay Thompson being in a Dallas uniform is going to be sad and hard way to watch. Talk to me if he wins a fifth ring. What if Clay gets a fifth ring out of this?
Yeah. And I'm already imagining his return. Forget Durant. He left. Well, Clay did too. But, I mean, I feel like, you know, Clay is mad at the organizations. Down, he has his memories, but he's mad how he was dealt with.
Alex is in Oakland. Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? What are you thinking?
I'm all right, man. So what I'm thinking is, first of all, to Klay Thompson, thanks for the memories. Second of all, I want to say is, heroes eventually die, and I'm quoting, Klay did a great job for the Warriors. Unfortunately, he got hurt. That's part of the game. But remember, when he got hurt, they gave him a really big contract when he got hurt. So he got his Draymond Green contract on the front side after he was already injured, and they still signed him. So now Klay is going to be forever in Bay Area history, remember when Klay went for 60? Remember when Klay hit for 37? Remember when Klay was in game 6?
Yeah.
He's everything. Just remember the good times, because sports, sometimes you don't know how the ending is going to be.
No doubt. Thank you, Klay. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call. Yeah.
Well, that's it, Stoney. Right now, just appreciation and thanks.
Klay Thompson headed to the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. One half of the Splash Brothers now gone.
When do we hear anything from the Warriors brass, you think, or we don't?
It's a good question. It's a real good question.
I like to hear something.
I'm not exactly sure. And the one thing that is hitting me is I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors roster, and I'm looking at all the players on their team, and nobody has a longer tenure in front of them than Draymond Green. He's still going to be paid for the next 3 years, and no other Warrior player is guaranteed past two.
So
right now, Draymond Green has longer on his contract than any other Warrior player.
Can I need you to psychoanalyze your partner. 6-year relationship we have. My bestie, you are. Stoney, that bothers me. And I'm not a hater. You know I'm not. Why does that, is that fair that that bothers me?
No, I'm sure it bothers other Warrior fans too.
And I think it bothered Klay Thompson.
It might have. I don't know.
Like, how is that the scenario? And miss me with Draymond's defense. I just dialed up the all NBA teams. Now, those days are done. He didn't even make the first, second team. So the people saying he's still playing defense like he was in 18, miss me.
Well, he didn't qualify. Same thing, but because he didn't play enough games. I know. I'm just saying, just clarification sensation.
Hey, but I did omit that.
Oh, boy.
This is a sad day, man. It really is.
Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, gentlemen. I know it's a sad day, but how are you guys doing?
I'm hanging in there, yeah. Mike.
Yeah. No, same way. Look, I've seen this, and, you know, when I was calling in, I was like, there's so many different angles to this. And, look, you know, the biggest one, and I know that one person said it, it's a business. And one of the people I feel the most sorry for right now is Steph Curry. You know, he's losing half of his Splash Brother team and everything. But now, out of anything, I worry about the Warriors. And I know, again, guys, you said it, there's still a lot more to do. But, you know, we lost out on the PG-13. I was even looking at Marconi and if I pronounce his name right.
Yeah, Marconi.
At the same time, yeah. And so, you know, we're losing out on a lot. CP3 is gone now, too. So what do we do next? At the same time, you know what? All the hearts and, you know, props to Klay with everything he's done. But also, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him get what he's due. And you know what? He is going to a championship contender. So whoever said that, you know, he's going to a loser team.
Yeah.
Man, come on, bro. Yeah,
that was nasty.
Yeah, come on. Let's be real. But at the same time, you know, in the way I also see it, where the Warriors also did do this to themselves. Look, Draymond, he got his contract, but at the same time, we were putting Klay on the back burner. So, do you really see us being in the bad for, like, looking for the franchise to look for a better option at that point? And all respect to Klay on that. You know, all I can say is, I just don't know where we're going to be at this point, and it's a little scary because right now.
Wow.
Steph is going into his final years, and right. what are we going to do as an option, even as a secondary?
Good call.
That's a great call.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Steiny, can I, before you respond, I'd just like to throw, because mentally this is what I'm doing, trying to, you know, get through this show here. I'm throwing the kitchen sink at my pain. Is it fair for me to say, Evan, please chime in, you think Bob Myers would have had a better chance to get a deal done with Klay Thompson? Or would, I'll just throw that out there.
No.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I, again, it may not matter. I don't know. Listen, there's Joe Lacob. There's Kirk Lacob. There's Mike Dunleavy. I don't know whose decision it was to extend, or, you know, to give Draymond 4 years last year. I got, you know, it's going to go on Dunleavy's ledger. There's no doubt about it. But it might have been Joe Lacob. It might have been. I don't know.
Maybe Bob Myers isn't here because he didn't want to have to make either of those last two choices.
Wow, man.
Or maybe he was indicating the way he wanted to go way or the other.
Man.
They weren't on board with
y'all
it.
Y'all preaching.
Let's go to Marillo is in Petaluma.
Our guy.
What's up, Marillo?
I am sick of these fans, these sentimental fans. It's a sad day. Look outside of the window. Where do you live? Are you working in a coal mine? Come on, guys.
It's a beautiful
day. And look,
I thought Marilla, you had a hard buddy. I'm shocked.
life has its transitions. This is nothing but a transition. Hey, Klay, arrivederci. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But here's the thing, and I'm going to preface my point with, I'm not coming here to defend Draymond Green, but you guys are mixing things up here. They gave Draymond Green 25. He could have gotten more elsewhere. Draymond Green got less in his previous two negotiations with the Warriors. Klay Thompson sat for 2 years and got almost $100 million. They offered him more than they could get right now. So we're much aware of mental health right now, guys. And I think mentally, Klay Thompson has not been here for the past year. Now, is it a detriment to him? No, maybe he needs new air. He needs something else. We shouldn't be holding the organization hostage of this situation. I don't think they did what they could do. They offered him $24 million a year at a 34-year-old with two huge injuries. I don't think this is disrespectful. Now, he might have his feelings hurt or whatever. It's his right. But I think fans are exaggerating and putting the blame and comparing to Draymond. And Steiny, to your point, Draymond's contract would match his contract because Draymond is an option in the end. And by the way, you can trade the $25 million Draymond Green as well. I don't think we're, you know, a hostage of Draymond. I think we're taking this too serious. I'm not sad. I'm grateful. And I look forward to Pajemski, and I look forward to the future. And by the way, it's 4th of July. Remember, the British blew a 13-colony lead. Let's celebrate.
And Marilla,
I'm going to give
you. You know what, Marilla? Oh, you're one of my favorites.
I didn't know he was heartless
that. You're off base.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just off base.
He's hard. He cutthroat.
It is a sad day. I'm the most cynical person on planet Earth. The guy was here for 13 years. He won 4 titles. It's sports. It's sports sad. We get that, but yeah, Clayton, no number 11 anymore.
And let me tell you why
I'm Warriors.
Yeah, real quick, Snotty, let me tell you why. I tell you I'm the sports romantic anytime I can. I like watching movies and the biopics of the Beatles and the Temptations. What I'm learning about this Warrior culture, again, who did not suspend Draymond when he hit a teammate in Jordan Poole, he got rewarded. What I don't like about this is I think we are about to embark on getting nuggets and fallout from what we thought was a great family and everything was good in the hood to where we're going to find out if that ever comes to, you know, if it ever gets out, what just went on behind the scenes? Because I'm sure Klay has his own story to tell.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dana in Syracuse,
New York.
Hey, Stani and Guru.
Hey,
long
Dana.
Time, first time.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I was thinking over last year when Coach Kerr was mentioning how Klay was going to transition. He was going to try to emulate the Manu Ginobili route where he was going to become a sixth man and stuff. the Warriors basically bent over backwards the last two seasons to placate Klay. Remember after 22 when he didn't want to work out during the summer, so they kind of, during the 23 season, they kind of let him work himself into shape, and every time they'd always try to make Klay Thompson, you know, get going. They'd always make sure that he would get as many shots as he wanted, whenever he wanted. And it just kind of seems like, you know, maybe they were expecting him to appreciate that, but I guess that he didn't, obviously. And, you know, it's all right, him going to Dallas. It's going to be kind of fun watching them try to play defense with Luka, Kyrie, and Klay all on the court together. I don't know how they're going to stop Boston or Denver or anybody, basically. But it's going to be a fun time to watch him come back to Oracle and see him play against Steph and Draymond. I think that's going to be very emotional for everybody. I just hope that the fans give him some, you know, respect when he first comes, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
Oh, he'll get that. Think? Appreciate it. Oh, he'll get more. It might be tears. This ain't Kevin Durant coming back. This is Klay Thompson.
Yeah. Durant got a big ovation.
Yeah. And imagine Klay, homegrown. Yeah. Steiny, Young Bucket 11 on the YouTube chat. Guru up there lying.
Okay. That's just one guy.
No, I'm sad.
On the text.
I appreciate you. I'm sad, man. I wanted him back.
So a minor piece of Klay news. This is reportedly from Anthony Irwin of Lakers Daily. The Lakers offered 4 years to Klay Thompson. Chose Dallas.
Wow.
For $80 million.
Klay wants another ring.
What the fuck? For all the people
that's what I'm worried
about defense in Dallas. Damn. Bypass playing at home in front of Pops with Bron and AD?
Must not think they're contenders.
Man, boy, that my little theme takes a little hit.
Well, I could see Klay, even though it seems unrealistic, I could see Klay thinking, I'll play 2 years, have two great years, and go to free agency again.
Well, it also means he's not just... like everyone's making it out to be like he's spiteful towards the Warriors, and that's why he took less money elsewhere. That's clearly not the case.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Let's go to Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito?
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen. Number one, Warrior fans, calm down. Calm down. I'm going to say this about Klay Thompson. He picked a great spot. This is a smart man. Jason Kidd, he's a great man. He'll put his hand on your back. Great spot for Klay Thompson. My question to Steiny is this. Do you think that because he's in a better team, that'll affect his performance in a positive way? What do you think, Steiny? Thank you.
I think he's probably very excited about playing with those guys. I think he's excited about having a better chance to win a ring. I don't know what his role is going to be. I don't know any of that stuff. I know he's not a great defensive player anymore, and you know that's a team that could stand a little upgrade defensively, but...
Man, he turned out $80 million to go home.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson is going to Dallas. He's going to play for the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. He was with the Warriors 13 years. He obviously played in 11 of those years, won 4 titles, and he has played his last game for the Golden State Warriors. In a separate move, the Warriors have acquired De'Anthony Melton. He played for the Sixers last year. He's kind of a 1-2, 2-1. Not a 1-2-2. Wow. He's kind of a 1-2-2-1 combo.
When he plays.
Started his career in Memphis. The Warriors have signed De'Anthony Melton to a contract using their mid-level.
I'm going to run this by you real quick. Okay. So I'm hearing a lot of people say what Klay can't do and you know why they're happy he's gone. Why do you think Dallas did it? Because I have an answer. Why do you think Dallas coveted one Klay Thompson?
Because they think it can help.
No doubt about it, man. And when you shoot 39% from deep and you got two dudes that could take it to the hole and kick out, and if you get beat and you got Gafford and what's my other guy's name? Lively to help you out. I mean, man. But 4-for-80 in L.A., that's shocking to me. That's home in front of Pops.
Just goes to show you.
Pops got to be upset a little bit.
I mean.
He was on Twitter yesterday clamoring for it, and Lakers handied up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for
for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.